This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Nasir Benjamin. First name is Nasir, N-A-S-E-E-R. Last name is Benjamin, B-E-N-Y-A-M-E-N. Date of birth 8/31/1976. This letter is being written to Dr. Tripti Gandhi. First name is Tripti, T-R-I-P-T-Y. Last name is Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I, Gandhi. Address 1080 Scott Boulevard, S-C-O-T-T Boulevard, Suite 5, Santa Clara, California 95050. Telephone number 408-247-8100. Fax number 408-247-8112. Dear Dr. Gandhi, G-A-N-D-H-I, thank you for asking me to see this ...46-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Nasir has been having ongoing problem with the nasal congestion and occasional stuffiness with some pressure behind his eyes and dry throat, period. He also complains of some nasal pain, period. There is occasional sneezing, period. There is no contact with any animals, period. He seems to sleep well, period. There is no history of any asthma, period. He is a driver by profession, and that certainly exposes him to lots of wind and air, wind and lot of pollution while he is driving back and forth to his destination, period. He's had one nasal surgery more than 15 years ago, and another one like 2 or 3 years ago, period. He's not sure if there was any significant improvement following these two operations, period. Overall, he's in a decent health, period. He has been using number one Afrin drops. As you know, Afrin can certainly cause rebound congestion and make his symptoms much worse, period. Number two, he's been using Flonase off and on, and that has been quite helpful, period. He thinks Nasacort is better than Flonase, but as you know, they're both intranasal steroids, and they are generally equally effective in both patients, period. He has also used Claritin if needed, period. His nose, he has been using some oil. Please strike that out. Examination revealed a very pleasant gentleman who had mild nasal stuffiness and nasal mucosa appeared to be dry, period. There may be minor nasal septum deviation, but that certainly shouldn't be causing too many symptoms after two surgeries, period. Chest examination was benign, period. I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. He was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Pulmonary function testing was normal, thus eliminating any reactive airway disease or process, period. New paragraph, skin testing was pretty much negative, thus ruling out allergies as a significant cause of these symptoms, period. I believe in his case, the driving certainly exposes him to all kinds of pollens and air and and polluted air, and that certainly can cause non-specific symptoms, period. I spent a fair amount of time discussing with him about the concept of nasal disease and use of medications, period. My final diagnosis, non-specific chronic rhinitis, number two, history of deviated nasal septum, period. My treatment plan, number one, discontinue Afrin use. Number two, nasal lavage would be quite helpful. Number three, Flonase as and when needed. Number four, Claritin 10 milligram as and when needed. Number five, he can certainly use Vaseline application as often as he needs for dry nostrils, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Nasir Benjamin. Thank you.